Welcome to Content with a Purpose, the podcast. I'm your host, Gaby Rendon, and I bring you SEO strategies, productivity tips, business hacks, authentic entrepreneurship truth, and inspirational stories from other moms in business that can help you figure out the next chapter of your life, whether it's starting your dream business or finding purpose in your current lifestyle. You can find me as Content with a Purpose on any social media or as Gaby Rendon in LinkedIn. And without any delay, let's do this. And this is Content with a Purpose, the podcast and YouTube channel for everybody who wants to open or start a business, and especially for those moms and female entrepreneurs who wants to do something else that is not only carpooling. Okay, so let's start today. I have four amazing guests. They are very young entrepreneurs. They have their own companies. They are CEOs, chief executive officers, and they are the winners and from Junior Achievement Program, which is a fantastic financial literacy and entrepreneurship program throughout the world. And they are here to talk about why did they start their own company, how did they do it, and most importantly, they're going to share great advice and heartfelt experience on their path on starting, growing, and coming up with an idea of a very different way of doing things and starting a business, okay? And without any delay, I'm going to start talking and introducing. You just have to say hi. I'm going to start with Maya Bachu. She is the CEO and founder of Terra Feminine Products from Harmony School of Innovation. And Maya's company has sold over 1,000 biodegradable pads in their first year of operation and placed second in the Think Tank 2024 business competition hosted by the Wolf Center of Entrepreneurship at the Bauer College of Business here at the University of Houston. Say hi to Maya. Where are you, Maya?
Hi.
There you are. Then we have Alejandra Salazar. She's the co-CEO of Boobam Bracelets from Woodlands College Park High School and in Cornbrook. And she is a junior. And of course, she and her partner founded Boobam Bracelets, a hand-woven bamboo yarn bracelet company. But I'm not going to say more because she's going to tell you all about it. Okay, where is Ale?
Hey.
There you are.
Oh.
Okay. Now, we also have Jasmine Siftsi. Did I pronounce it correctly? Okay. Jasmine
Siftsi
is the CEO of Evo, which is Elkins' very own, from Elkins High School. She placed third in the Junior Achievement in Teenpreneur Conference Pitch Competition hosted at the Jones Graduate School of Business at Rice University. And she placed second at the Trade Fair, sponsored by the GA Board Company and the Wolf Island. And she also was a finalist at the Baylor University Innovation Competition. Say hi to Jasmine. Where are you? There you are. Perfect. And last but not least, we have Zia Koja. Did I say it correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay, perfect. She's the CEO of Flynn, Financial Literacy Interactive Notebook. I have one of yours, by the way. From Dulles High School here in Fort Bend, ISD. She placed first at the trade fair sponsored by the Junior Achievement Board Company Gulf Island, and placed first at the Think Tank 2024 business competition hosted by the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship at the Bauer College of Business in the University of Houston. And she's also a finalist at the Baylor University Innovation Competition. As you can see, we have super, super courageous boss girls, because you're going to be the CEO. Talking about breaking the glass ceiling, right? We have a very, very strong entrepreneurs here. So I'm going to start. This has to be alphabetically speaking, because that's how they put it. I'm going to start asking first to introduce your company. What is what you organize, or what did you start up? How did you come with the idea? Basically, and how has it been to be a CEO? I'm going to start with Maya. Where's Maya?
Right here.
There you are, Maya. So tell us about your company. What is it? What do you do? And how did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, so Tara, we started it around June, and the goal for Tara was to make a brand that can connect to women everywhere, no matter what they're facing. So at Tara, what we're doing is we're engineering a better sanitary pad for women everywhere. What we're doing specifically is we're making them more comfortable, and we're also making them more available for the environment and also for women everywhere.
How many people are in your company?
It's very small right now. We have a very selective process of choosing them because when we have people come to Tara, right, we want to have them know our company and also love our company. That's something we love to have in our company is people who adore and people who can show that when we go to competitions. So right now we have around 13, but we're planning to expand next year.
13. My God, you have more partners in your company than many of the small businesses that I work with. So wow, you have like super. And how did you do that? How did you organize yourself and all those teams? That is hard to do as a CEO. Is that a challenge?
It is definitely, but what we do is we have five different positions, like majority of the companies in JA, and we appoint those people through finding where they work best. So definitely marketing, we have a bunch of girls who are great at that. And every year we select someone who's coming up in the marketing realm or maybe even finance or product engineering, and we appoint them to that leadership position. And from there, we're able to continue growing the company through many different events, and it's amazing overall.
Fantastic. And I'm going to now transition to Alejandra. Thank you, Maya. Alejandra, tell me, how did you come up with the idea of the Buban bracelets?
Yeah, so Buban bracelet was an idea formed by a lot of different team members. We wanted to find a solution for our athletes, actually. We were looking for a durable bracelet that was also eco-friendly. So we came up with the idea of resourcing tons of different ideas, and we came up with bracelets made out of bamboo yarn. So
Okay.
we found that it was a better option for the planet and for us, and we found that the product it we had great customers a great customer response, and we created a line that many of our reviewers loved, and they're filled with different options. So that's how we came up with the idea.
And how many are in your team, in your company?
In my team, it's me and my CEO, Kevin Concepcion. We also have four different team members. They work in supply chain, marketing, and finance. So it's just the five of us for now.
Five of you. And how's the interaction among yourself? Because when you have a very small team, even though it's supposed to be more easy to handle, the also emotions get in the way.
Yes. So we try on being 100% transparent and having the most communication. So whenever one of us has an issue with trying to complete a task or anything, we always help each other out. We find that to be a great solution to any bumps along the way.
Perfect communications after all, above all. Amazing. Now I'm going to transition to Jasmine. Where are you? There you are. Hi, Jasmine. What is your company about?
So this year we created a product called EvoCab, and our inspiration behind this was that we grew up in such an amazingly diverse area. Sugarland is one of the most diverse cities in the US and in Texas in general. And a lot of our officers and people at our school grew up speaking languages other than English. For example, I grew up speaking Turkish, and English was actually my second language that I learned while I was in elementary school. So because of this kind of inspired to create a product that would help kids have a fun way to practice their English skills by also working with reading specialists to make sure that our product was effective. So we created a card deck, which is a fun game for children age 6 through 10 to play to practice their English skills while also having a fun social interactive time, because we know that social media can be and the internet can really be a big problem with children nowadays. So this is a way to kind of get out, speak to others while also practicing English.
Fantastic. And how many people are in your company?
So right now we have an officer board of around 8 people that consists of a lot of different tasks like marketing, supply chain. However, because we are at a club, we are a club at our school. We have 150 members of our like clubs. The
Oh my gosh,
students,
150 at your
yeah.
wow.
So they're
I
basically just
guess
club members at our
that
school.
producing the cards is not a thing. You have hands to do that.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of hands and a lot of people to help us along with the product. And yeah, they've been a really great help. Also, they're our shareholders. So they're actually how we get our initial capital is by getting them to invest in our company. And then we then do a return on investment at the end of the year with the profit that we've made.
Amazing. And how has it been to, as a CEO, to handle such a large team? Because in the end,
Yeah,
it's a
it's
very large team.
yeah, 150 people is definitely a lot, especially as high schoolers. But honestly, it's been more rewarding than anything. It's really interesting, especially as a freshman. I grew up kind of working in the company at the lower levels. Like I said, I was one of those 150 members.
Okay.
And it's a yeah, and I work my way up to CEO now as a junior. And it's been a really fun and interesting process. It's really fun to connect with everyone on the team. We have a lot of fun socials. So I think the easiest way I've been able to manage everything is by all becoming one big group and a family of friends. We do a lot of fun bonding activities and activities just outside of work in general. For example, we actually have a movie night this weekend. And I feel like being able to have a fun, actually personal connection with the members of your company is what's going to allow it to survive and succeed.
Fantastic. What an inspiring thing to share with us. That's amazing. Now I'm going to transition to Zia. Okay, Zia, did I pronounce it correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Zia, tell us what is your company about, which I already know, but that's not the point. Tell us what it is about.
Yeah, so I'm CEO of the Flynn Company, and our product this year is the Flynn, which stands for the Financial Literacy Interactive Notebook. And this notebook is designed to empower financial literacy from a really early age. It's a book made by youth for youth, but it isn't just any book that you would find at a store. It's really a gateway to practical knowledge through a gamified learning experience. So what we did was when creating the Flynn, we had a bunch of different engaging tasks and incentives that were included within the notebook that transformed those difficult financial concepts that are truly intimidating to learn, and we turn them into digestible ones that would excite and empower young readers. And beyond fulfilling our role as an educational company, our company really focuses on helping customers actually integrate those proactive monetary decisions into their lives. So there's a lot of textbooks out there that teach students. There's a lot of resources on the internet as well, but Flynn really compiles all that information into a condensed booklet and has activities and discussions that really encourage the students to also interact with that content and implement it into their daily lives.
Fantastic. And how many people are in your team?
We have a small officer team of eight individuals who all attend Dulles High School, but truly, all the work that we've done and everything that we put into it doesn't feel like we're a small team. We've truly accomplished so much as a small team, so it's really great.
Amazing. And anybody can answer this one, okay? What motivated any of you to start or enter the Junior Achievement Program at your school? Who wants to start?
I can start. I know the
Okay.
reason that I joined in the first place was I actually wasn't very interested in business throughout my whole life. It always seemed really scary, and public speaking was never my thing, especially. But like I had said, at Elkins, Junior Achievement is a really big program that has many, many members, and it seemed like a really fun way to kind of get out and socialize with my friends. So all my friends, we joined kind of as a friend group, and then I realized maybe business is for me. I went to all these events and just realized how much I love the business world. And that's really what introduced me to JAA.
Fantastic. And started with the fun and stayed because of the business. That's the best way to do it. Okay. Well,
The way that I got drawn into the program, I had taken business classes in my previous high school, and I learned a lot from them when I came to our high school, College Park. I went to one event. I wasn't part of any group. I wasn't part of anything. And I signed up for the event. I went, and seeing all the people there and the way that they were so passionate about business, it really opened a window to the JA program, and I haven't left since.
amazing. Maya.
Yeah, I was definitely so for Jay, I would say that the main thing that drew me in was seeing the people who were there in the last years. I had seen seniors who were there and they were talking to me about it and they had seemed so passionate about it. And when I joined, we were actually doing Pet Joys. So this year they're named EcoPaws, but that was our main company. And while I was there, I was the product designer. And I realized I really love making products and I really love making something that connect and can connect people. So that's why I decided to stay. And eventually I got to open Terra and it's been the most wonderful year ever.
Fantastic. And see ya.
So I actually joined JA because my sister was CEO of a company at Dulles High School as well. So like a lot of the things that my sister does, I look up to her so much. So when I became a freshman, I knew I wanted to join JA. And something else that also drew me in is I have a lot of interests, like many of us here. Like I'm interested in sustainability, financial literacy, a lot of different things. And so I know that a lot of clubs at Dulles High School kind of focus on one specific topic or theme, but with junior achievement and entrepreneurship, you can really focus on any area that you want to with your different innovations and your different products. So that's what really drew me into JA, is being able to explore all those interests that I have through one specific organization.
Fantastic. Each one of you entered JA with a very different path, and anyway, all of you love it so much, because I was there when you were in the trade fair. I was one of the judges and I could see your passion for your product, for being there after how many hours? 5 hours standing there selling? Yeah, right, about 5 hours. It was impressive. And one of the things I want to ask, all this is about entrepreneurship, but what is entrepreneurship for you? Like, for a personal point of view, what is entrepreneurship for you? And I'm going to choose today. I'm going to ask first, Alejandra.
So for me, entrepreneurship is seeing a goal and taking the risk. That's what I believe it is. Looking at all the pros and cons, seeing what you believe the outcome will be, studying it and taking the risk. I think that's a big part of it, because not everything is successful in the first try. And that's definitely from experience. So that's what entrepreneurship is to me.
Amazing. Jasmine.
She made an amazing point. I completely agree with that as well. And to me, entrepreneurship is a way to make a change, see something that you want to be changed, and really go after it with everything you had. Like she had said, they're gonna fail multiple times before you get it right. But that's really part of what entrepreneurship is. And I think it's just a way to make the change that you want to see.
Zia.
For me, entrepreneurship, if I could just summarize it in one word, I think it's really exciting. You know, like through the JA Company program, I've been able to travel to different states and across Texas to all different cities. I get to like work on cool projects with cool people. And I think for the first time in my life after joining the JA Company program and starting my own business, I felt like I was actually making an impact on the world. At the end of the year, I'll make a business annual report to submit to like this national competition that we apply to. And, you know, like every April I sit down, writing this annual report. And I like literally have tears in my eyes, looking at all the accomplishments that my team and I have made over the past school year. Like in just a few months, we've been able to impact hundreds and hundreds of people in different communities across the nation. So, you know, like that fulfilling and exciting experience is what really draws me to entrepreneurship.
Fantastic. And Maya?
Yeah, so for entrepreneurship, I would say for me, it really is like an art form. And it sounds a little confusing when I start, but entrepreneurship is like a blank canvas. You can do whatever you want with it. You can use it for a mission. You can use it for a vision. You can simply just want to have a product and put it out. But you can do almost anything you want with entrepreneurship. And it doesn't matter what path you're going into. You could be going into computer science, STEM, or even specifically business or writing, anything you want. And you can use entrepreneurship for that. And it's really a vessel for your vision and your goals and for what you want to put out into the world. It's very abstract, and that's something I really love about it.
Fantastic. And as you already have here, I'm going to ask, on what has been the greatest challenge on starting your own company? Maya.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah. So this one might seem a bit niche, but money, definitely money was a big one. When we started Terra, we only had about $150, and that was just enough to purchase our first inventory, but that's all we had in the beginning. But really, what I would say that helped us through those times when we didn't have money and when we didn't have the things we needed was our passion. Our passion really pushed us through, and when us knowing that this product that we love so much is going to help people and it's going to get into the hands of people who need it, that's what kept us going forward through that. But money is definitely something that's big, and I would definitely say to any entrepreneur, try to start fundraising even before, because money is something that's always going to be needed and you can never have enough of it.
We all know that, right? And Jasmine, what was your greatest challenge as an entrepreneur? Well, starting your own company.
Yeah, I would say the biggest challenge, especially this year, was knowing how to delegate tasks. Like I said, we have a very big team at Evo. And as a perfectionist and as someone who always wants everything to be just right and meet all my own criteria, I would honestly take a lot upon myself, try to do a lot myself, and not involve my team as much in that way. And over the past few months, that's something I realized that definitely has to change. And being able to delegate tasks and really work together as a team is something that will not only like reduce stress off myself and my COO, but just in general, make the company more cohesive and make us a lot more productive.
Wow. You actually put a point on something that a lot of entrepreneurships that are way, way, way more experienced than you still are struggling with, delegate things. And very interesting. Zia, what has been your greatest challenge?
Something I would definitely say that really happened this year is we had a lack of confidence in a little bit of like our company's ability to kind of put out the best product that we could. As I mentioned earlier, we created a notebook focused on financial literacy. However, we're just high schoolers. So, you know, a lot of our time goes towards school where we learn subjects like literature and math and biology. So, you know, we're not actually learning finance or like financial literacy related topics in a professional manner. We're not professionals. We haven't gained a degree in this. We're not like qualified, or others don't think that we're qualified enough to create a notebook to sell to other customers. So something that we really struggled with was our confidence in our book itself, but we were able to overcome that by reaching out to mentors and professionals and putting hours and hours into research online and using credible people and resources and networking with others to really create a huge panel of professionals and mentors who were able to look over our book and make sure that was credible and good enough to put out there for the rest of the world. And that really like boosted our confidence and made us really happy about the end product.
Wow, that's something important about the confidence on how do you believe in your product, and because that way you're going to be able to convey the message and convince others to buy from you. That's very important to have. And Alejandra, what was your greatest challenge to start when you're starting your company?
I believe that my greatest challenge was definitely trying to ignore like all hesitation, just feeling that our product wasn't ready enough or wasn't just quite perfect enough to put out into the world or to launch. We definitely, at our first competition, we saw so many big companies and we're just the first year, and we just needed to keep motivated. So after we got rid of all that hesitation, I think that was when we defeated our biggest challenge so far. We definitely know that there's more to come, but I think that is my biggest challenge when it comes to being an entrepreneur, just making sure that what I'm passionate about, I can support it 100%. That's really important to me. Yeah,
absolutely. All of you describe all the problems and all the challenges that entrepreneurs every single day face in their lives. And that's very important, that you are starting at a very young age and you are learning at the very young age on how to deal with all this. So when you come to my age. You already know, so you already have a CEO and many, many other businesses with you. I'm very successful, by the way. Now, if you were able to share with your audience one very piece of advice, what would it be? Someone wants to start a business and they have no idea. They finish college. They don't know, but they want to have a business. What would you say, Alejandra, to them?
Well, I would say, I know that it's been heard 1,000 times, but it cannot be. It's very true that you can succeed. You can fail 1,000,000,000 times, but you're never going to succeed if you don't try. So just take the risk. And I think that failure or success, both of them are so rewarding. Our company, we actually take any constructive criticism and we value it so high because it's really what helps us get better. I think that's an advice I would give to anybody who's thinking about being an entrepreneur, because that's what really helps, like, the build a strong mindset.
Very good. Failure or success, both are learning. Amazing. Zia, what will be your advice to someone who is starting a business?
I received this piece of advice, so I'm just going to pay it forward and say it again to others. But it's, don't let your limitations define who you are. I'm not sure if I mentioned this already, but I personally come from a low-income household. So that's one of the things that kind of inspired me to create the Flynn and help other students kind of escape that cycle of generational poverty. So I'd really say, like, I took those limitations and my weaknesses of coming from a low income background and turned them into my strengths, and rather use those weaknesses to make an impact on those around me. So I would definitely say, don't let those limitations define who you are. Rather, like, use them to your advantage and use them as a source of motivation to help you in the future.
Very good. Limitations are, one of my mentors said, limitations are only in your head, because you have the entire world at your disposal. And tell me, Maya, what will be your piece of advice?
Yeah, so I would probably say always, always, always try to have an open mindset. When I first started Terra, I really had a closed mindset about listening to what others were saying, especially when it came to something I might have thought of, like, oh, I'm not so sure if I want to do that. For example, couches. I really didn't want to create a product that I knew caused waste in the world, because that was already such a big problem. And I didn't want to create a pouch that might just go into a landfill. But actually, it was a product that a lot of people said was so useful for them. And it's one of our highest selling products right now, very popular product. And I would say, keep an open mindset and listen to your customers. That's the way you're going to connect with people the most and have people connect with each other.
Oh, please, please. I'm going to put that in, like, big banner, because that's the most important thing when you are an entrepreneur, and you hit it right in the point. Listen to your customer. Thank you. Thank you for putting that one out, Maya. And Jasmine, what would be your advice to anybody who wants to start a business?
I would say that my biggest advice to everyone starting a business, and just not only people in business, but just everyone in general, this is something that's applicable to every industry, but it's just, don't be scared. Have the confidence, because communication and being able to reach out and speak to people and really get your point across is such a major component in business and just in life in general. And I feel like if you're able to communicate and you know how to get your point across and you're not scared and you have the confidence for it, that's really how you'll get to where you want to be and achieve all of your goals.
Confidence, communication, failure, success, open-minded, and don't let your limitations hold you. Those are great, great, great pieces of advice from very strong female CEOs from Junior Achievement Programs. And because we are in the Women's History Month, now I have to ask, Jasmine, what does Women's History Month mean to you as a female CEO?
Well, actually, I just want to mention, I'm actually a part of an organization called Girl Up, where we do a lot of feminism work. And so to me, Women's History Month is really, really important. And it serves as a way to honor not just my achievements, but just every woman throughout history who's worked to get me to the point where I'm able to start my own business and I'm able to get to where I want to be with education and just with my business in general. And it serves as a way to honor all of every woman's accomplishments, the diverse accomplishments.
Absolutely. And I'm so happy that you put it out that you are able to do that right now, because in the past, we all know that women were not able to start their own business or many other things. So I'm very happy that you guys are, ladies are born in this century, in this time of age, and you are able to get into these junior achievement programs and the entrepreneurs. And Alejandra, what does Women's History Month mean to you as a female CEO?
As a female CEO, Women's History Month, it really highlights the excellence that brave and strong women, the example that they have put out to us. I really feel that it inspires us every single day, and it being highlighted and as Women's History Month, it really motivates me. So that's what it means to me. It allows me to, sorry, I'm missing the word.
Okay.
It allows me to empower myself through them. Yes.
Fantastic empowerment. And Maya, what does it mean, the Women's History Month, to you as a female CEO?
Yeah, to me, it really means acknowledging the woman who might have not been acknowledged. Along the way of so many women, I know scientists, businesswomen, almost everyone in their lives of women that they've gotten stepped over at one point because of who they were. And I think acknowledging the woman who were stepped over, whose credit wasn't given to them in Women's History Month is incredibly important in educating ourselves on those women and remembering them and remembering that they did that first and they were able to innovate like that.
I think your Wi-Fi was unstable. I'm sorry, but we lost you like 5 seconds. Can you repeat it? Because I lost you.
Yeah, so
sorry.
I said
but it's internet. We can't do anything about it.
I said for Women's History Month, I really think for me, it means acknowledging the women who were lost along the way, the women who made innovations, the women who did so much within their career field, but were stepped over because of who they were, because they were a woman, and acknowledging that they existed and what they did and how they innovated and how they made our world a better place.
Fantastic. Thank you. Now we got it all. And Zia, what does it mean Women's History Month to you as a female CEO?
I will definitely say that I'll just piggyback of what everyone else just said. I think it's just a great time to kind of reflect on women in the past and the present and their accomplishments and contributions to history, especially ones that are often overlooked. I know for me as a CEO, I've always heard like other women also say, like Maya said, like they've been stepped on and kind of like not been believed in, not been supported because of who they are. And I think just having this entire month dedicated, I think we should just have the entire year dedicated. Like we should just always dedicate it to women because we're truly just such empowering people. And there have been so many women in the past and also in the present right now who are truly global change makers and really making a difference on every part of the world.
Amazing. And now I want for you to do something for me. I want, if you have it, of course, if you have one or two things from your company and give me a very short pitch. So I can make a post right now. Go and get your stuff, your Flynn, your bamboos, your Terra Feminine products, your Evo cards, your, I don't know, something. Go and get it, and because I really want to record. So now I just ask my four wonderful guests to give me a pitch about their companies with their logo and everything, so you know where you can find them. Of course, social media is the main point of contact with all these teenagers, wonderful young CEOs. But I'm going to let each one of you tell me. I'm going to start with who's on my left. Okay, I think it's Zia. Zia, you start, okay? And tell us, what is your company, where they can find you or reach you, and what do you do, okay?
Okay. All right, so I'll start off by saying that it's no surprise that personal finance is the number one stressor in adulthood today. But did you know that 88% of US adults claim that grade school didn't leave them fully prepared to handle money in the future? As a high schooler myself, and then also like many of my other team members, we knew that we'd be expected to handle money for the rest of our lives. So we wanted to find a solution for this issue. And so for that, we created the FLIN. It's the Financial Literacy Interactive Notebook. It's designed by youth, for youth, and it's specifically designed to empower financial literacy from an early age. But FLIN isn't just any book. It's a gateway to practical knowledge through a gamified learning experience. So we have a bunch of different engaging tasks and incentives. There's around 30 plus topics covered in this notebook alone that really reach out to the readers and transform those difficult topics into digestible ones for young readers. And then something else that's really special about our book is it doesn't just have content that young readers can read and try to process, but rather it has activities and discussions that they can lead with their peers and other students and their parents so that they're really able to integrate those practices that they learn about in real life and use those learnings towards decisions that they make in the real world. This is our book. I'll
Amazing.
Do a little flip through. And as you can see, it has a bunch of different images. Our team hand draws these images, handwrites everything. We have a wonderful panel of mentors and professionals who have looked over our book and have put their stamp of approval. So it's definitely credible as well. And then if you'd like to buy from us, you can find us online. Our website is called theflincompany.com. And then we also sell on our Instagram page as well, which is just the Flynn Company.
Perfect. Amazing. Now we're going to go with Jasmine.
So as we know, Houston is one of the most diverse cities in the entire U.S. And growing up in such a diverse area where a lot of different languages are spoken, that led us to realize that there's not a lot of fun ways to learn English, especially if you grew up without speaking English as your first language. And that's why my team and I created EvoCab, which is a 72-card deck split into three different categories. Everything is completely student-designed, as you can see. And what EvoCab tries to do is make learning English from a young age fun and accessible, and also turn it into a really social activity. The way that you play is in a pair or in a team, you would roll a die, and then depending on the number that you roll, you pull a category of the cards. Each of the cards contains a prompt and then an action to do, and it serves as a really fun way to combine education with real-world scenarios that the students will actually remember and actually enjoy playing. We formulated EvoCab with specialists at FEISD, so you know that it's actually credible, and we've actually tested it out in classrooms to show that kids actually love playing it, and teachers love it just as much. If you're interested in purchasing, you can look at our Instagram, which is at the Evo Team, or check out our website, which is theevoteam.square.site. And yeah, we're really excited, and we hope that you can check out our product. Here's a closer look. It is completely student designed by my team and I.
Fantastic. I love it so much. Alejandra, tell me all about your bracelets.
So this is our logo. Sorry. Logo right here. We are Buban Bracelets. We are a bamboo yarn bracelet company. We looked for every alternative possible to minimize waste because bracelets, hundreds of bracelets go to the trash every single year, every single day. Once they're all worn out and you're tired of wearing them, people choose to throw them away. So we decided to come up with a durable bracelet alternative that is also eco-friendly. And with our bracelets, which is a vast variety of colors and designs, we use biodegradable packaging. You can see right here. They're all stamped by our team members. We sell this product inside of our satin bag, which you can keep. Comes with the bracelet, a business card, and of course, a little panda for each customer to take.
Love it.
So that's our new inclusion. This is our latest packaging design. We tried looking for alternatives to minimize waste and to make sure that our product was durable and comfortable for anybody to wear. It's perfect for a gift, for simply a to wear. They're perfect for stackables, people who love to wear jewelry. We also are athlete friendly, meaning that our beads that we put on our bracelets, which would be one like this one right here, they cause zero harm. Like other beads that sometimes they could make little rashes or be uncomfortable. So we found the alternative to that, meaning no more bruising if you're playing a sport, or maybe if you're writing a lot and your hand is against your desk, you know, we found a solution for that. We also have bracelets that include our signature panda charm. Gonna get it up close. A very small, comfortable panda charm, which is super cute. Kids love it, parents love it. It's a great product for anybody who's looking for an eco-friendly alternative for great jewelry.
Fantastic. I love eco jewelry. It's very nice. And Maya, tell us all about your company.
Yeah, so every day around 500 million pads are used. And when you put that in perspective, that's around 1,000 trucks of weight of pads. So as you can see, pads are used a lot. And because of this, it surprises us that the design of pads and the technology behind them have not been improved for decades. But we at Terra are going to be changing that. We're selling pads that are not only more comfortable for you, but are safer for the environment. We do this by using 100% cotton in our pads and also biodegradable materials to package them in. By using cotton, it feels so much comfortable. So for athletes, for anyone who's going out, who's working out, anyone who needs to be active or has an active job, like teachers who always have to be on their feet for dismissal, anytime you're active, it's much better than the normal pads that use synthetic fabrics that chafe against our skin and don't allow us to do normal everyday activities. But instead, we're using cotton, which can empower women and can also help them just do everything that they need and be a human like we normally are. And in addition to that, cotton is also a natural material that breaks down much faster. It breaks down 1,000 times faster than synthetic materials. So it's creating a better comforting environment for women. And also it's keeping our environment safe and flourishing. So you can find us on the JA Set Mall. You just search up JA Set Mall online and you can find our shop there. We have three products currently. We have our day pads, our night pads, and our liners, as well as our pouches, but those are currently sold out. We are going to be having a restock soon, and we're also rolling out our Terra tote bags that are made from 100% cotton, so they're also biodegradable.
Fantastic. And where do you have Instagram account, social media?
Yes, everything is linked in our JA Set Mall that you can find. You can also follow us on Instagram, where we're going to be putting out more updates on products that are going to be coming out soon. We're also planning on rolling out an extra absorbent pad that's even more absorbent than our regular night pad right now.
Okay, fantastic. So now I want all of you to showcase your logos, because I'm going to take a screenshot so everybody can have your logos up. I don't know, where are you? Logos up, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, and say cheese. There we are. Perfect. So I'm so happy that you were able to join me today and to this very brief recording and very brief interview. And I know is you're going to have way more interviews because you are so successful. So you are so amazing. You are very young, so you still have so many years to get these interviews, to get interviewed by other people and showcase your talents, your amazing ideas, and most of all, the wonderful thing and your experience as an entrepreneur and as a female CEO. I'm so happy and I wish you the best. And I wish you a lot of success, not only in high school, but in the rest of your lives. And I'm very happy that I was able to be a little bit over there in your lives, looking at all your business ideas. Okay. I'm so happy. Any words that you want to say to the audience? Because we are going to go on YouTube next week. And this is also going to go on Instagram and everywhere we can put it up. Any word? That's it. You're done. You really need to go and do homework. Okay, guys.
No, I just want to say, make sure to listen to all the advice these incredible young entrepreneurs gave, because as somebody who's also in the same category, one would say, I really find all of you guys inspiring, as well as you. And thank you so much for having us. This is such an incredible opportunity just being here with you guys. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today and listen to this wonderful advice from four young entrepreneurs who had not only the experience from starting a business and coming up with a product idea, but also have overcome all those challenges from limiting beliefs, from lack of money, that's one of the things, confidence, and how they were able to overcome each one of them and created a wonderful business that is already making sales out there and winning a lot of competitions. So I'm your host, Gaby Rendon, and I'll see you next time on Content with a Purpose. Thank you. Bye-bye.